Hallelujah. That's all right. Give him a good hand clap of praise. He deserves it. He deserves it. And so much more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to see everybody here tonight. Good to have the Cheshires here. God bless you. Good to see you. Amen. All the way from Tennessee. God bless you. Amen. Good to have Brother Sister Martin here tonight. Again with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to have Brother Hunt home. Amen. He's back from his mission. He does missions work on the drilling rig. Amen. And then comes back home to worship and praise God and work with us here. So we're excited about what God's doing. And he's just being real good to us, and I appreciate it. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the Lord being here tonight. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and let our kids can go to your classes and upper room youth. You can go to your classes. Amen. Brother Martin, were you successful tonight? All righty. I had to get somebody with some smarts to help me out. Amen. I can do general stuff. I can turn the computer on. And I can type in addresses, and I can. One of my favorite things on the computer, especially on Word programs, is the delete button. I like the delete button. It saves all that white out. Amen. When I used to have to use a typewriter, everything I typed looked like it had measles and white. So I'm glad for a delete. Now I mess up, I just delete. Nobody ever knows I messed up. When I get through it, it looks as good as anybody else. Amen. I appreciate Brother Martin helping me because we're going to do a little visual here after a little bit. I want us to turn tonight to the book of the Psalm 46. Psalm 46 and verse 1. I love this psalm. We live in some very challenging times. Economically, it's challenging. Every day, if you pay much attention to the news, not only is the dollar in trouble, but the euro's in trouble. And that's going to affect a lot of folks over in Europe. All the rest of the currencies are having some problems. Our dollar certainly is having some problems. So economically, we're having some difficulties. We certainly know that wars are prevalent. And the Bible said something about that, didn't it? It said there would be what? Wars and rumors of wars. Talked about earthquakes in divers places. And we certainly see in that. They had one, what, this week or last week in Henderson, Texas. How about that? Earthquakes in Texas. Amen. That's divers, all right. That's a diver's place. Amen. Really diverse. So these things are coming to pass. There's a lot of things. And if you get your eyes on the troubles, you're going to have struggle. But I want to tell you tonight from Psalm 41, 46 verse 1, said God is our refuge and strength. Everybody say, God is my refuge and my strength. Do you know who that is? Do you know God tonight? Do you know who I'm talking about here? Amen. If he's your refuge, why in the world are you worried? If he's your strength, amen. There's not a foe that's ever been created, and he created everything, that's ever going to be able to come against you and override you. Amen. Because God is my refuge, and he is my strength. And listen to this, a very present One version says a tested presence. Amen. An ever present help in the time of need. You know, God, you don't have to wait on God. We talk about waiting on God. Well, amen. God's probably waiting on us. But you don't have to wait on God because He's omnipresent. That means wherever you are, He's already there. He's always been there. He'll always be there. Everything He is there. Amen. All of His strength is there. All of His wisdom's there. All of His power's there. Amen. So what are you worried about tonight? God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. God bless you, and you may be seated. Amen. We have a great refuge tonight. A refuge is a place of safety. It's a place of security. It's a place that you can go to, and there is a security there that will keep you from whatever trouble is on the outside. Israel had 6 cities that were refuge cities. And if you committed an accidental murder, you could run to one of those 6 cities. And as long as you stayed inside those walls, you were safe from revenge. Nobody could touch you there. Amen. And God is our refuge. Hallelujah. And as long as you're in the refuge of God, He's going to take care of you. Amen. I'm not saying tonight that you're not going to have some troubles. Life has some troubles with it. Amen. We have trouble because of our own decisions sometimes. Anybody ever make a wrong decision? Amen. And I know this is a little brutal tonight, and I didn't say this, but Dave Ramsey calls it a stupid tax. Anybody ever had to pay a little stupid tax? Amen. Sometimes you just made a wrong decision. And when we make decisions, all decisions have consequences. Amen. I remember my little mama telling me years ago, she'd say, "Now don't touch that, it's hot." Well, you know what I had to do, what I still do. Every time the waitress brings out a plate and she said, "Now be careful, that's hot," I got to see if it is. First of all, they never said it just right. It's always off at least a half inch, maybe a quarter. And you got to, you know, get your plate set just right. So I got to reach out, and you know, I'm careful. I don't never get burned, but I can tell if it's hot or not. Don't take me long to inspect a hot plate. And I can tell you real quick if it's hot or not. Now those comets got the fajitas sizzling on them. I know those are hot. Amen. And I learned you just touch the wood. And you leave that metal part alone. You touch it even quick, it's going to get you. Amen. But people tell us things, but sometimes we have to find out for ourselves. Is that really true? Is it really hot? Amen. And I remember as a kid, I touched some hot things and found out they were hot. And I found out that a wasp can sting even after he's dead. And an ant. Found that out. My brother taught me that. He said he can't hurt you. We killed him. He already knew. He'd experienced that, but he wanted to make sure I learned that. Amen. And so he taught me a lot of interesting things like that. Amen. And so I got an expensive education. Amen. But we a lot of things that come upon us in life are just life. God's not mad at you, and it's not the devil's fault. Amen. A lot of times we want to blame everything on the devil, right? You drop a jar of pickles in the supermarket. Devil had nothing to do with it. You lost your grip. Amen. But we like some, and it's a dangerous thing. to blame everything on God or the devil. You know, sometimes God gave me a parking place right in front of Walmart. Well, that is a miracle, all right. But if you don't get one there next time, does that mean he's mad at you? Huh? What if you have to walk a long ways next time? Did God not love you anymore? Some things are just life. Amen. Some things are life. Amen. You get a cold, it's not the devil. You just got a cold. If you're susceptible, you'll get it. And sometimes I really have a hard time with this to some degree. You know, some people, every time they get sniffles, they want to stay home because they don't want to give it to anybody. Amen. I understand some things. You get measles, that's all right. Stay home. We don't want them. You get mumps, stay home. I don't want them. Amen. But just because you sniffle a little bit, it may just be that. It may be an allergy. You can't catch allergies. Yeah, I've been trying to give mine away for years. I can't give them to anybody. Nobody wants them. Amen. Some things are just life. You're going to experience some things. You're going to have some losses. You're going to have some gains. You're going to have some ups and some downs. Some things are just life. Amen. Some things are the devil. Amen. He does do his very best to cause us all the trouble that he can. Amen. But whether it's life, whether it's the devil, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Amen. He's always there. Beware of false security. A lot of people put their trust in their own wisdom. Amen. I love Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5 and 6, the Bible said, lean not to thine own understanding. He said, but if you'll acknowledge God in all of your ways, he will direct your paths. Amen. So learn that. Don't lean to your own understanding. Consult with him. I think it's good to consult with the Lord about everything. And then, Brother Neil, if you're troubled and you don't have peace, you need to hold off a little bit. Amen. You know, I remember one time I saw this car and I thought, man, that's my next car right there. And I dreamed about that car all night and I was so excited, I just couldn't wait to go get that car. Amen. And I didn't pray about it. Amen. But thank God, I saw it in the daylight. It didn't look near as good in the daylight as it did in the dark. Amen. Some things, you know, you need to wait on a little bit. Amen. The worst mistake I ever made was to buy a car in the dark. You just don't ever want to do that. I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Amen. I've been pretty blessed with vehicles of mine. I've had very few troubles, but that was one I got in a lot of trouble. Amen. You just don't ever do that. Amen. And so God protects us even when we make mistakes. He'll still give you refuge. He'll keep you. He'll keep you from losing it. Amen. If you'll just trust the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God cannot protect you from consequences. If you touch something hot, I promise you're going to get burned. Now, I say that, but on the other hand, I've also seen God protect people from things. I've known God to give people warnings of when to go and get out of the way where things were falling. And I've seen people, as a matter of fact, when I was, the night God called me to ministry, I'll never forget. We were in Nacogdoches, Texas on a choir trip with Texas Bible College. We had a great service. It was exciting. We were having a good time. I was jumping and shouting, jumping up and down just as high as I could jump, hollering just as loud as I could holler. And all of a sudden, I jumped up and I fell flat on my back. My head smacked on the floor, and it felt like a pillow. And I laid there I don't know how long. But when I woke up, My feet were on top of the organ speaker about that high right there. Amen. So God can protect us sometimes, but I think that was just one of those times he was getting my attention. So he just laid me down. And I'm sure it didn't look like he laid me down, but he did. Amen. I prayed for a guy one time, first time he'd ever been to a Pentecostal church. He came and I prayed for him, laid hands on him, and he was about my age, nice young man. I laid hands on him, and I mean to tell you, he fell, before anybody could do anything, he fell straight back, and his head smacked on the floor. Just, I saw it bounce up and down. I thought, Lord of mercy, first time in church and we killed him. I got down there, you know, to see if I could revive him, and you know what? He was already talking in tongues. Laying there on the floor talking in tongues. Didn't even have a headache. Didn't know what happened to him. Thank the Lord. Another lawsuit averted. Praise the Lord. But God does protect us sometimes. But you don't you just jump out there and expect him to. Amen. God also gives us good sense. Amen. And so, lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Amen. And then the Bible talks about trust not in uncertain riches. If I say uncertain, riches are uncertain. The only thing certain about riches is you're going to leave them one of these days. That's the only thing certain about it. Jesus told us about a man in the Bible that had a great year. And he said, I've had such a great year. He said, I'm going to tear down my barns and I'm going to build some bigger barns and I'm going to store all this produce in my barns and I'm going to say, soul, take your ease. You've got many things laid up for many years. One stroke and buddy, for the rest of your life, you're set. You'll never have to work another day. And the Bible said, the Lord, now God was real careful. There's only two times in the Gospels where the word fool is used. One place, Jesus warned us about calling our brother a fool. And this other time that it's mentioned in the Gospels, the Lord actually called a man a fool. He said, you fool. He said, this night, your soul is required of you. And then who's all these things that you stored up, who are they going to belong to? Uncertain riches. Riches are uncertain, so don't put your confidence in your riches. Amen. It's a tricky situation, isn't it? What do you do? If you got money, what would you do with it? Amen. The stock market's so volatile. Amen. Facebook's falling apart. Lawsuits on every hand. Everybody mad. Amen. And so that's a mess. It was a big offering. Now then, they're saying people, a lot of illegal doings there and all that going on. Stock market's not good. Everybody said, well, invest in gold. Yeah, gold's where you ought to put it. Amen. And but you know what happens with gold? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to all of it. One of these days, pretty soon, there's a guy going to come up. I don't know who it's going to be, but he's going to rise up and he's going to take it all. You think he can't? With one law, they can take everything you got. Well, Brother Grisham, what about my retirement? They can take every penny of it if they want it. All it is a number anyway. There's nothing to back it up. It's all going to be taken. And then one man's going to say, I tell you what, we're going to give you a number in your forehead or in your hand. And nobody's going to buy or sell without that little, I believe it's going to be an implant. I read about it today. Amen. That it's in the plan. If you read about it, it's supposed to come into being in the United States next year. 2013, we're supposed to start having that here in our own country. It's already in other countries. Just letting you know, folks, this is what's going to happen. Riches are uncertain. Can't trust in that. Don't trust in your riches. Don't trust in your wisdom. And you sure can't trust in your own strength. I promise you, that's fleeting. Amen. I used to have muscles. Amen. Still got them. Amen. They just camouflage real good. I hide them really well. Amen. People talk about six packs. Well, you know, I got, but it's just covered up. Amen. And people talk about strength. Let me tell you, it fades in time. It fades in time. Maybe you'll make it to 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, but I promise you, your strength's going to fade. Your strength's going to fade. Jesus told Simon Peter, he said, when you were little, he said, people, you just went wherever you wanted to go. You had the strength and the power, and you could just get up and go. You were young. And he said, but time's going to come, Peter, when people are going to take you where you don't want to go. Amen. That's why you got to treat your children really good, Brother Neil, because they will choose your nursing home. Amen. Someday people are going to take you where you don't want to go. Amen. Life's going to be like that. You can't trust in your strength. You can't trust in your wisdom. You can't trust in your riches. You can't trust in any of those things. But the Bible said God is. God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to just show you something here tonight. Some scholars think that the 46th Psalm was written after God defended Israel against Sennacherib and Assyria. Remember that? The Syrians came and surrounded Israel and besieged the city. And they sent a letter telling what they were going to do to them. And the Syrians were very cruel people. Their reputation was cruelty. And they listed all the countries they'd conquered. And whenever Hezekiah got the letter, he said, this is right. This is absolutely right. They've done everything they said they would do. And he took the letter to the church and nailed down at the altar in the temple. And he said, God, he said, they've done it. Everything they said here, they've done it. And God, through the prophet, said, tell the king it's going to be all right. I'll take care of it. I'll protect you. And the Bible said, that night, God sent his angel and 180,000 Assyrians were slain. Amen. I'm telling you, God is an ever-present help in the time of need. You think he can't take care of you? If he can take care of 180,000 Assyrians, you think he can't take care of your enemy? You think he can't take care of your situation? Brother Dean told us at men's conference, there was a little lady wanted to give an offering for missions, and she was afraid to give it. She said, I don't know. She said, it looks like I'm going to lose my job. I don't even have an automobile to drive. Times are pretty tough. She said, but I really want to give an offering. Amen. And so she went ahead and wrote a check anyway. She said, I'm just going to write it. Amen. The next day, when she went to work, all worried, the boss called her in. She thought, this is it. He said, and she said, am I losing my job? He said, what do you mean lose your job? He said, I'm giving you a raise. He said, we can't do without you around here. Amen. And she said, well, I don't have a car. He said, well, here, take mine. Gave her the keys to his own personal automobile. Amen. You think God can't take care of you? Hello? Said, you think God can't take care of you? Amen. A little lady wanted to, she had to, they lived in a mobile home, and they wanted to buy a real house. And so they saved the money and for the down payment, and she really wanted to give the missions, and so she wrote all of her down payment, and she gave it the mission, said, that's all right. We really don't need another house. This is all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God went ahead and blessed them anyhow. And if I remember the story right, that year, whenever the husband came up, and at the end of the year, after he'd done his taxes, and he said, Brother Dean, I just wanted to show you something. And he handed him a slip, and if I remember, it had something like $400,000 on it. He said, that's how much the Lord blessed us with last year. Amen. Praise the Lord. You think God can't take care of you? The Bible said he can cause all grace to abound toward you. Now, if you write a check, you know, gambling with God, you're going to lose. Because God knows your motive. And if you're just trying to use God as a business investment, it's not going to work. Hello? These guys that tell you just go ahead and write your check, God will bless you. Well, you better have the right motive when you write the check. If you're greedy and just want a big paycheck and want God to increase your pay just because you want it and because you're greedy, God's not going to do it. Devil might, but God won't. Amen. If your motive's right and pure, God can and God will bless you. But you've got to have your motive right. That's good, Brother Grissom. Woo! And I'm glad you told me that. Amen. Got to have your motive right. Amen. If your motive's to bless others and be a blessing, then God can bless you. But if it's just selfish gain, God's not going to do something that will destroy you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so God is our refuge. He'll take care of you financially. Amen. He'll take care of you physically. Won't he, Brother Neil?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Neil was stranded up there, I'm telling you. And the Lord took care of him. Got him out of there. Brother Robbie, God will take care of you when the doctors don't really know what they're doing, I think, sometimes. That's why they call it practicing medicine. Amen. Sister Nix, God will take care of you. Amen. He'll take care of you. God is our refuge. Amen. That He is. That He is. He's the Lord of hosts. Amen. He's the ruler of men and nature. Amen. You don't know how big God is. I don't think we'll ever figure that out. But I would like to show you. Brother Martin, if you'll help me out. I want to show you a little bit about how big God is. This is pretty fascinating. I asked him to make this up for us here. I want you to look up here. See how big Earth is? And Venus looks like about the same, huh? And then down here you got Mars, and there you got Mercury, and you got little Pluto. Poor little old Pluto got kicked out of the planet business. You know, they downgraded it. That made me angry. It's been a planet all my life, and all of a sudden they just said, you're not a planet anymore. But Pluto, you're still a planet to me. Amen. And God made all that. Now, go to the next slide here. I want to show you how much bigger God is. God is pretty big. That's big there, but now I want you to notice this. Now, see, this is the sun. And that's Jupiter. And that's Uranus. I don't know who these other two are. But there's the Earth right there. See how little we are compared to the sun? The sun is 512 million times bigger than the earth. As a matter of fact, if you would take earths, God could do that, and he could just drop earths into the sun. I'm sorry, it's 1.3 million times bigger. So if you dropped in suns 1 per second, 60 per minute, 3,600 per hour, 86,400 per day, it would take 15 days to fill the earth, the sun with earths. That's how big God is. He's big, isn't he? Go ahead, let's do another one. We're not through yet. Amen. Now I want to show you how big God is. This is Antares there, and Betelgeuse is over here, and this is Aldebaran, and over here you got Rigel and Arcturus. And then you got Pollux and Sirius, and right there's the sun. Wow. So if the sun's 1.3 million times bigger than the earth, how much bigger is Antares than the sun? You think God, I'm talking about your refuge tonight. You think he can't take care of you? You think God's going to have any problems with your problem? Okay, let's go one more. Amen. Our God's pretty big. Amen. And he made all that right there. There are entire galaxies that we haven't even yet discovered. There's in our galaxy, there's something like 100 galaxies in the Milky Way. And each galaxy has 100 billion stars and suns. And yet there are galaxies we haven't even discovered yet. And God made all of that with His Word. He just said, let there be. And there was. Woo! Hey! God is my refuge. How about you? Amen. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what life throws at me. It doesn't matter what the devil sends my way. God is my refuge. Hallelujah. We got any more? Amen. I don't know where we are. Amen. All right. Isn't that pretty? Amen. I saw a picture some years ago, like this one right here, kind of that funny looking S there in the center on the side. Amen. Yeah, that one. I saw a picture some time ago. It looked like that, and it was they were two of them, and they were called, that's where stars are born. I'm not talking about Hollywood. I'm talking about the real stars. And the kind that last. Amen. And don't lose what little good sense they had when they get popular. Amen. But these fields of gases and they were literally trillions of miles long. I don't know what a trillion is. I don't know how to say it, but that's about all I can tell you about it. Amen. And my God just made that. And He's my refuge. Hallelujah. But you know what, Brother Neil? When we got the praise in here tonight, He wasn't looking at stars. He was looking at us. Hallelujah. He allows us to feel His holy presence. He allows us to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. He cares enough about us to wash away our sins and take care of our need. He wants to make sure that there's food on my table. He wants to make sure that there's going to be a roof over my head and clothes on my back. Amen. He hears me when I pray. And the Bible said, He even knows the number of hairs on my head. He knows all the words that are in my tongue. He knows every thought that's in my head. He knows everything that's in my heart. Amen. God is our refuge. Amen. He made all this stuff. But He's still our refuge. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. And if God can do all of that, amen. Help us, O Lord, not to be in the worrying business. But let's get into the believing business. Praise the Lord. Let's get into the trust in God business. Jesus said it this way. He said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Amen. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much better than they? There's little birds that a human eye will never see, and God takes care of them. There are fish in the sea and in the streams. They're just there for His delight. And He takes care of them. And yet you were created in His image. Amen. He made you to reign as kings and priests in eternity. You think God's not going to take care of you? You're the only one that He called sons and daughters. Hallelujah. The Bible said if you know how to give good things to your kids, how much more do you think your Heavenly Father knows how to give good things to His kids? Hello? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows what you need and is going to take care of you. I'm trying to help the worriers here tonight. Quit worrying. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Amen. You think you can get any taller by worrying about it? You think you change your nose or your ears by worrying about it? You think you can change the color of your skin by worrying about it? Amen. You can't change those things. Live with it. Or go get a nose job done, I guess, if you got the money. I don't really care. Won't offend me. Amen. If you want to change it, change it. Amen. I don't know why you'd want to. Just get used to it. Just take a lesson. Ogden Nash, remember what he said? He said, as for beauty, I'm no great star. There are others more handsome by far. But my face, I don't mind it. I'm the one that's behind it. It's the folks out front that I jar. Hey, just go ahead, stay away from mirrors and be happy. Amen. Don't worry about it. Amen. But people worry about things, don't they? I've known people get a little pimple on their face and ruin their whole day. Bad hair day. Well, just be glad you got hair. Some people don't have that problem. Amen. When it's all gone, then you won't be worried about it. You'll wish you had a bad hair day. Amen. God's good, isn't he? Amen. Why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Amen. We made a little trip not too long ago, about 1st of April. I never saw so many blue bonnets. They were so beautiful. Fields of them. Fields of them. And God just made them. They just come up and they hang around for a little bit and they just die off. Amen. But if God can clothe the field and the dirt with blue grass or with blue bonnets, He can clothe you. Amen. Just some of us may not like what He clothes us with, huh? Amen. You got to be careful about that. Amen. There are people that the way they want to clothe you is not the way God wants you to be clothed. Hello? I said the way some people want to clothe you is not the way God wants you to be clothed. Amen. He actually wants you to be clothed. Amen. And so God takes care of us if we'll just allow Him to. Amen. And then He said, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or where shall we clothe? Even all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. You think God knows what you need? Amen. He made you. He designed your body. He knows what you need. He knows how to feed you. He knows He commanded you to wear clothes, so He's going to take care that you've got that ability. Amen. He's going to take care of all that. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So the Lord just said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. We used to, when we were in Raymondville, and there'd be times that we'd get a little tight. Small church, very, very poor area of the country. And sometimes after, I'd do the church books and I'd come home, and Sister Guidry was living with us then, and before she got married to Brother Guidry, and we'd come in and I'd just say, now Vonda said, we're going to have to, we'll have to watch our pennies this week, and we had to tighten our belt just a little bit, and she'd get so excited, she'd say, wee! I say, what are you saying? She said, every time you say that, said, people bring stuff by. We eat better in those weeks we do whenever we got money. And she was right. I mean, people just felt, did they just bring food by, Brother Neil? We had a sweet little lady in our Sister Sanchez. She made the world's best carnegie sala. Oh, she made it was wonderful. She'd make a big pot of it. Carnegie sala is beef tips cooked in a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sauce. And she'd make me a big pot of that stuff, and I'd eat it for breakfast and lunch and supper till it was gone. I mean, I'd eat every bit of it. Amen. I'd share some with my wife and Vonda now and then, but it was good. Amen. And people bring by cakes and stuff, all kinds of things. Just, the Lord just said, okay, it's a little tight this week, but you're not going to go hungry, preacher. I'm going to take care of you. Amen. They'd bring food by. You remember, anybody remember poundings? When they used to give you poundings. They'd bring you a pound of this and a pound of that. They didn't really beat on you with what they did. They do that now, but back then they actually brought food to your house. Amen. So they'd bring you a pound of rice and a pound of beans and a pound of hamburger and a pound of chicken and a pound of this. And that was a pounding. Amen. And they'd do poundings. And I'm just saying, God knows how to take care of you. God knows how to take care of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Been a few times in my life when I really kind of needed a new suit, and I've actually had a few given to me. And I've actually been blessed enough now that I can actually give somebody else some. Amen. God's good, folks. He knows how to take care of you. He knows how to take care of you. I remember praying and crying and saying, God, if you'll bless me, I promise I'll be a giver. Amen. And I saw the time that I actually could give more than I made then. Amen. God bless you. He knows what you need. Keep your spirit right. Keep your motive right. He'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about those things. Amen. Brother Wesley, isn't that right? Won't God take care of you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, brother. A few weeks ago, Brother Wesley had a real hard time, and God worked it all out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, He did. Hallelujah. God's in the working things out business. He knows how to do it. And God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Amen. Ever present help. Very present help in the time of our need. Hallelujah. So God's there. He's going to take care of everything that you need. Hallelujah. God is very, very personal. God is very personal. Amen. He's not distant. The Bible said He's not far from any one of us. A songwriter some years ago wrote a song that said He's as close as the mention of His name. Amen. Oh, you got to. He's not far. I've heard people say, oh, I'm so far from God. How can you get far from God? He's omnipresent. You can't ever get far from God. God's never more than a prayer away. That's how far He is. Just a prayer away. Amen. You may feel far, but He's not. Amen. He's there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gary Paxton wrote a song that said He was there all the time. And He is. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world. Let's stand together. Praise God. I'm telling you, God's our refuge tonight. You can trust in Him. You don't have to live in fear and anxiety and worry. God's going to take care of things. God's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. I said, God's going to take care of you. Praise the Lord. You know that song said He's as close as the mention of your name. You know that? Amen. If you do, I don't know if I do. Amen. It's in the songbook here, that one. He's as close as the mention of His name. I forget the page number. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can trust in the Lord. He's there. Hallelujah. He's there. And He'll never forsake you. And He'll be with you always. Amen. What a good God we serve tonight. Amen. God is my refuge and my strength. Page number 40. Praise the Lord. He's my refuge and He's my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I'm talking to some veterans here tonight that have ran to the Lord in some serious times in your life. Some of you have been through the greatest storm you think that you could possibly go through. You didn't even know if you could go through it. But Jesus was there all the time. Amen. He appeared and He came and He gave you grace. And that's what grace is. It's God's enablement. It's God's anointing. God's divine enablement to help you to do the things that you cannot do by yourself. Amen. Amen. He'll always help you. Praise the Lord. Oh, He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in love. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there. Waiting patiently in line, He was there all the time. Yes, He was. He was there all the time. He was there. Waiting patiently in love, He was there all the time. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 I heard a missionary talk about years and years ago, many years ago. They were in country far, far from home. They were up in a little village, South America. She was expecting a baby and very lonely. Husband was gone, out somewhere on a mission. She was home by herself. She felt so lonely and so estranged. She just wondered if even the Lord knew where she was. And out of her little discouragement, she began to say, "Lord, I feel so lonely right now. Would you just somehow let me know that you know where I am and what I'm going through?" And all of a sudden, she began to hear singing, choir singing, South America. And they were singing in English. Amen. And to this day, she doesn't know where that came from. Because they didn't know English where she was. They didn't sing in English where she was. But they were singing a song in English, and it was a beautiful song. And it let her know that, yeah, the Lord knows where I am. Amen. He knows where I am. Hallelujah. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot to encourage us, does it? We just need to know that He cares and He knows where we are. And He does. And He does. And He does. Hallelujah. Oh, God is our refuge. God is our... He's big. He's awesome. He's mighty. Amen. And yet He cares about us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. To see something as big as these massive stars that we were seeing, heavenly bodies. Yet God not only knows where the earth is, and you can't hardly see it. You couldn't see it after about the third comparison. Amen. But God knows where the earth is, but He knows where Athens, Texas is. And He not only knows where Athens, Texas is, He knows where you are. Amen. When you leave here, He's going to go with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. It took us a long time to come up with a global positioning system, GPS. You know, you get a GPS and it's supposed to put in coordinates and it helps you find things. I mean, you can put in the coordinates, and if you got a really good GPS, you can locate any place on earth. But God had that a long time ago. Amen. Hallelujah. He knew exactly, every time he knew right where you were, he could always say, he could always tell. Amen. You never get out of his sight. You never get beyond his touch, his reach, and his caring. Amen. God really cares about us. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not just there in trouble, but that's, you really appreciate him when you're in trouble. You really appreciate him when you're in trouble. Amen. Praise God. Why don't we lift our voices to the Lord here tonight and begin to thank him and praise him for hearing us, and knowing who we are and helping us. God, thank you so much for caring about us. Amen. When we can't be there, you're there. You know, we'd like to be there for